The National Ability Center's 11th Annual Summit Challenge falls on August 25th. The event has 16, 50, 80, and 100-mile bicycle rides. Director of Communication and Engagement Tanya Boland explains the event is for riders of all abilities.
We've got adaptive riders, and we also have veterans who are going to be riding with us. It's a course that goes anywhere from 16 to 100 miles, so you can pick what suits your level of challenge, and it goes through Summit and Wasatch counties. You can sign up for whatever length of route you want to pick, whether it's the 100, and then accordingly, the price is higher for the 100 versus if you choose to do the 16 miler. And we're really excited this year because we have over 50 adaptive riders who will be riding out there as well on the different routes.
The event brings out around 800 riders.
800 riders total who participate in Summit Challenge on an annual basis. So it's a really big event. And what's incredible about it is it's fully supported. So we have rest stops on every route providing beverages, nourishment as needed. You can imagine they're expending an immense amount of energy out there and also keeping everybody hydrated. And then we also have support vehicles. Anyone gets a flat tire or has some issues with their bike.
Boland says the event doesn't stop once the racers cross the finish line.
We have the finish and start line right at the ranch. We also have an event village that is set up there with beverages and food that's generously provided by River Horse. And we also have a lot of our key sponsors who set up tents there to share their messaging on what they've got going on. Everyone from Athletic Republic, Skull Candy provides a DJ, so it's got great energy. And that's the start and finish line, so people can come in once they're done with their ride, take a break, and just enjoy walking around the event village.
Registration is open now until August 23rd or when the event fills up. NAC notes that registration has been capped about a week before the race in previous years. Boland says the event is an important fundraiser for the center.
It is a fundraiser that supports what we do at the National Ability Center. It supports our programming. It ensures that nobody has a barrier to being able to participate with us through our scholarship fund. So it is a very important fundraiser for us.
That's Tanya Boland, Director of Communications and Engagement at the National Ability Center. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.